All right, that story was part of a partnership with NPR, Side Effects Public Media, and also Kaiser Health News. Now, as 2016 draws to a close, we're revisiting some of the people we met this year, and NPR's Ray Ellen Bushell checks back with a man who survived a stroke in his 40s and also a listener who heard his story.
Back in February, I reported a story about strokes increasing in adults under 50. Troy Hodge, a 43-year-old man living in Maryland, shared his story about having a stroke 2 years earlier.
I remember setting myself on the floor because I was really hot and I wanted to get some water to splash on my face.
When the story aired on Morning Edition, the radio waves carried Hodge's voice into the home of Sue Bryson, a teacher in Virginia.
It was just a normal Monday morning and I was just getting ready for work and I was listening to NPR.
Listening to Hodge's story, Bryson realized that right then she was having similar symptoms, that she was having a stroke. So she called her neighbors and they took her to the emergency room.
I would have never gone to the hospital if I didn't hear your show. Never.
Bryson is now back in the classroom and Hodge has made some changes. He moved into a bigger apartment. He walks up a flight of stairs each day without his cane to check the mail. He sometimes forgets things.
Memory's not too bad. I mean, it's...
Stop it, Dexter.
Yeah, I got a cat. Her name is Dexter. She's gray and white. She's a calico. She's good company.
He's still struggling with a stiff leg and a hand that stays curled into a fist. Things would be a lot easier if he got a helper to come to his home, but he does not want one.
No, I don't want one.
Because 3 years ago, when he had his stroke, a doctor told Hodge that he'd never be able to work, drive, or live on his own again.
I said, what are you talking about? I said, I've been on my own since I was 19, so I kind of want to prove him wrong so I can go back one day and let him know exactly what I accomplished.
Getting his driver's license is at the top of his spring 2017 to-do list. And Hodge says he really wants a part-time job.
I'm great for answering the phone, greeting people, talking to people. I'm really good at that. I'm looking for something to do, not waste away.
He's hoping a job will come through in the new year. In the meantime, one thing he is happy about is that by sharing his story, he helped someone else, Sue Bryson.
I feel like I've got my life back.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was great.
Ray Ellen Bushell, NPR News.